We're live and well. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kulk, joined by my colleagues today and advisory staff for case number PU-12-813. I don't really have any opening comments. Did ask if Randy and Julie have any, and we'll just kick off the discussion.
I have no opening comments.
Jules? My only opening comments are that in the preparation for this right case, I've determined I need a wheeled briefcase, so I'm ordering one online today.
Very well, then. And make sure you have room for your iPad thing in there, too, right?
Yeah, that's just not working for me. I need the hard copies.
All right. I guess we set this up as kind of a free-for-all discussion about the rate case, just to make sure we're all kind of have any questions answered, commissioners, amongst ourselves as a group, before we start the rate case, so we don't have any procedural questions. I mean, there's probably nothing off limits we can't talk about. We're broadcast. We're on the, I mean, there's, so we can open it up, I guess. I just, for me, wanted to kind of just set the stage for my colleagues that the rate cases that I guess that I've dealt with is that I always have the questions that I'll ask, but if there's certain things that I want Alana or Pat to bring up or research, you know, I probably have talked to them ahead of time, maybe asked them to explore some more things. But usually, during the rate case, if one of us wants to call a break, if you will, we just have to ask for it. And then, because oftentimes these are pretty detailed. And so sometimes I'll want to have a break and then I'll pull a sidebar with Alana or Pat or Jerry. And I won't maybe want to ask the question to the company so much, but I want to get Alana's background or Pat's background on something before I delve any farther. So that's really, I guess, the only thing that I'd really say. Other than that, I mean, the company's got all the cases. I've got it all on the iPad. We've got the supplementals. There was a snafu we had in some trade secret that's been taken care of, but I don't have any more than that other than just a quick update on the time. How did your meeting go with the different attorneys, Alana, as far as we're laying this out now?
The meeting went well. We did get filed the witness lists and exhibit lists, so that's the order of witnesses and the exhibits that go with them. Those are in the docket. You should have those because that's what people used on Friday to mark your exhibits. One thing I do not know if we had time to do on Friday regarding that trade secret. We had retrieved it from the version you got on Friday, but if you have the old version from July 17th, we should get those pages out of there too because the attachments were the same on both. So I can talk to you after about that.
Okay.
We talked about short opening statements by each side, 5 to 10 minutes, and we talked about each witness giving a 5-minute summary. So what's expected is the witnesses will not be going through verbatim this pre-filed testimony, but there will be a summary, and then they will focus on their rebuttal, you know, on their final conclusions to the most recently filed information. If you look on the NSP list, they mentioned the exhibits that will be stipulated to the Ryan agreed to stipulate to that admission of those exhibits, which I think will probably happen right at the beginning of the hearing tomorrow. So that when an exhibit is introduced, you have to lay foundation. And by stipulating to their admission, you can kind of skip some of those questions related to foundation for those exhibits. So that will speed things up for each witness. If the commission has any kind of question, any concern, you're certainly entitled to bring it up. This was just an attempt on the part of the attorneys for the parties to not spend precious hearing hours getting foundation for exhibits.
Okay. Are these new exhibits that they're submitting, the ones that you're saying they're handing?
Everything is new because they're not a real exhibit until the hearing starts. But they are, most of them, are what you already have because they either came in at the application or with the staff response or with the rebuttal. There will be probably some additional exhibits that will come in during the course of the hearing. They're not on the list, but they're, you know, there's NSP's document left some room to write them in if you want to keep track of them this way. At the end of the hearing, you will have a list from the ALJ of all the exhibits that the ALJ has a record of that were offered and admitted, whether stipulated or otherwise, And you will also have that same list in the transcript. So if there's any discrepancy between what you think you have in your file, that will be the official transcript list of exhibits. The ALJ did mention that the court reporter deserves a break about every hour and a half, not necessarily a long break, but the court reporter is, we're all working hard, but the court reporter is physically typing in this information and can't go. You just can't make that person go for a long time without a break. And I did relay to the ALJ the commission's thoughts about keeping the hearing moving. I relayed to NSP the thoughts about trying to finish NSP at least on day number one, and that we would all be prepared to go into the evening. So that's all been shared, and everybody I think is on board with that.
Well, I have no desire to finish in 2 days. But I shouldn't say that. I just want to make sure we do everything right. But there's not like we're trying to finish in 2 days. I fully expect us to be aggressive and maybe still use 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. I understand. We just don't want to waste time in the beginning, right, is I think what I'm hearing.
But there's no desire, speaking for myself, that we try to condense this into a day and a half. It's just I want to make sure we do a good job, but we absolutely finish in the 3 days.
Right, and we keep moving. I mean, I think everybody recognizes sometimes it can start slowly and you kind of do lose precious time, maybe unnecessarily. So we're trying to do what we can to be efficient there. And on that note, the ALJ stopped by my desk this morning and said it might be wise if I mention this. Commissioners and staff are entitled to ask questions and kind of ask pretty much whatever you want. However, if you do get sort of far afield in questions out of curiosity's sake, you end up with information in the transcript that is then the record of your decision. And then that sometimes can provide a basis for a challenge that you really don't need because the question wasn't even about the issues you need to decide. So just keep it in mind. You're entitled to ask the questions. You're not held to the same standard that the person cross-examining is held to, which is totally within direct. But if you get too far afield, then you end up with a transcript that's a field also.
Which, if the case comes under legal review, makes it a lot more challenging for the person reviewing our record, and it can open the door for things that could cause it to come back our way that we wouldn't.
Right.
Want to do.
Right. It's a possibility of another can of worms that we don't necessarily need. But that does not mean if you have a question that you shouldn't ask it.
Okay. Jumping back to the scheduling, it seems like in so many kind of longer types of meetings or hearings, whatever is the first few things on the agenda take up about 75% of the day, and then people wear down and then everything's pushed into the end. So with the kind of the plan that NSP's case is pretty much the first day, do we have it any more refined than that like this witness is expected to last an hour, that witness is expected to last a half hour, or where they figure the midpoint is? And then do we have something similar to that with our staff rebuttal and the rest of the whole meeting?
We didn't get to that. We didn't go that far. And I understand, I agree exactly with what you're saying. The beginning tends to take longer, and then the end is rushed to get it done in any meeting, it just seems like. We did not do that.
We never seem to have a witness less than a half hour. And it seems like about an hour a witness is what it kind of boils down to.
Sometimes the questions, in the beginning witnesses, there'll be a lot of questions, but that witness maybe isn't the right person. And so they're saying, please refer to so-and-so coming up later. Sometimes you get back to so-and-so and he or she says, well, that should have been a question for the person who came up second, and you bring that person back. You really just have to play that by ear, but I think everyone is sensitive to the problem and to the issue, and they are trying to be efficient about it.
Maybe NSP could point out in their in their list where they think about the midpoint is or something at least.
Well, I think they're listening and that would probably be willing to do that.
I don't know how we're doing.
Is there typically this much discussion about the time and the schedule and the process in advance, or is this because you have two new commissioners that everyone's overly concerned about this?
I think there typically isn't this much discussion, but I wouldn't say it's two new commissioners. I would say it's 1,000 issues.
Yeah,
we have not had a rate, you know, your textbook rate case with every issue under the sun for 20 years here. Yeah. So,
and I only ask that because I don't want to feel rushed.
And I don't
a lot
want you
to consider
feel
here.
So. I don't want you to feel rushed. If we get to the end of the third day and we are not finished, what you need is a record to make a decision. Right. Then you'll sit there and schedule a continuation.
Absolutely.
Not I mean, I don't want to waste time either, and
right.
I understand that. But
right.
I don't want to feel like we can't ask questions because we got to, you know, speed things along.
Yeah. No, I just was bringing some of this up so people kind of have a feel before you're, you know, halfway through the morning.
Right. No, but I feel if we 3 days is plenty if we do what we're supposed to do. But if we diddle around and don't get through Excel till Tuesday, we're all going to find ourselves short, I think, is what will happen. But if I think that's plenty of time. I won't say a mistake, but we had an MDU rate case a few years ago that was not this challenging. And what we ended up 4 days?
Yeah.
And it was
interveners in that one, though.
Right, too. But it felt like the first day we completely threw away. They were just, it wasn't organized. We didn't do the right things we needed to do. And we really got down to brass tactics the last 2 days. And we could have done that one a lot better. So that, for me, is why, not so much that there's new commissioners. I'm glad there's new commissioners. I think you're probably looking at the record even more than some of the other folks might have, because it's new.
It's a perfect case for new commissioners because it really is right out of rate school.
Randy brought up a time constraint, and this is nothing that I'm concerned about, but I am concerned about, so I'll bring it up, that there was some discussion about where people are going to eat, and that's, I don't care. I mean, we schedule 12 to, there's no expectation from us, the company takes care, everybody takes care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't be trying, I heard somebody trying to think that somebody would bring in food, I'm like, no, we all have an hour to do what we want to do. I don't care, for me personally, what people do with their time.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that discussion, but...
All right.
I've already made my casserole to bring my supper tomorrow. So.
I just wanted to put that out.
Over the weekend. I had a lot of zucchini casseroles in my house.
Well.
So, Pat, am I missing anything from the pre-hearing?
There's a big wild card in this whole equation with Mr. Norrell for his family emergency that does not involve him directly but involves his wife, and it's pretty serious. And so we've not heard anything from him yet. We're anticipating everything continues, but if something would happen, we could throw things off, and we'll deal with that. Is that the best way to explain it?
Yep.
I mean, if he comes in and he cannot do the hearing because of his family situation, we'll have to reschedule him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about all it comes down to. I mean, there's no other solution there, is
there? No, there is no other any other solution.
Just as if one of us, well, I guess if one of us one couldn't of us make it, we could still persevere with two of us.
Yes. And you could even designate a substantive ALJ.
But we're still proceeding on the motion that we're going to start tomorrow at 9.
Yes.
But if Ryan comes in and he needs to make some changes for family emergency, I think we would look at those too.
Right. At this point, I think somebody would be here at 9 to and announce that and see if anybody else showed up and that kind of thing.
I'm going to talk to him at the end of the day, stop by and visit with him and see where he's at.
Okay.
So. Not to talk about the case, of course, but
right.
To talk about it.
That's fine.
It seemed like you would want to come in at 9 and open it and then continue it.
Right.
So
but
either way we come
the
in.
The ALJ out. Can do that,
yeah.
Too. So.
Is that way you don't need a notice?
Oh, sure. Okay, Julie?
No, nothing for me.
Okay, Randy?
No.
Well, that was pretty simple. All right. I would open it up on a rare occasion if our colleagues in the outer hinter anything they have questions on from, I see Dave here, the company and advocacy staff, anything that we missed that you have questions on, the format or anything? Okay.
Is 9 o'clock the plan for Wednesday as well?
Yes, I think they're all listed at 9 o'clock.
3 days. If I may for 1 second, to be sure everybody's familiar, if trade secret material needs to be discussed at the hearing, it can be. The hearing is closed, and anyone who's viewing or talking about the trade secret material signs one of the little sheets that you can sign to go see it. So we have that process in place, and we'll be prepared to do that. A lot of times, I know there's trade secret material that's kind of at issue, but a lot of times the testimony can go on in a very generic way.
Don't we broadcast these, though, too, Alana?
We do, and so we close that down.
Right, there's a procedure, stop the tape and all that.
Yes, kind of like with executive session, and we have to remember we do that. But there is a procedure that we have used in the past that need be. Exactly. And we asked the company to be the vigilant party at recognizing that the conversation is about to go there. I mean, we try to do it too, but it's their information and they're gonna know. We're just gonna be I would be guessing based on my limited knowledge of all that information. So we asked them to raise it, and the judge will recognize that if it happens.
Can you walk through the steps for after the hearing? What are the procedures?
At the end of the hearing, we often ask for proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and decisions. They're often filed simultaneously, but it doesn't have to be that way. The applicants would, if they weren't simultaneous, the applicant would be first. The staff would respond. Sometimes the parties also want to file a brief. A lot of times they don't, because there might not be anything that a brief would really contribute to, but sometimes a brief is relevant. So I don't know that anybody's committed to that at this point, but at the end of the hearing, the ALJ will talk about that, to probably go off the record for a few minutes and talk about it, and then go back on the record and set filing deadlines for that. I'm guessing that they will depend on the transcript. The court reporter is hired by the applicant. We don't have any funds to hire a court reporter on our own. We don't do it normally on our own. I suppose we could with application fees, but that's been our tradition for many years when we didn't have a fee. So they hire on their own, and the court reporter will have some estimated time frame for the transcript. And then the schedule for briefing and for proposed decisions will sort of flow from when the transcript is likely to be done. Then the staff, commission and staff will have a work session. Sometimes we have them early on, even before those, if there's certain issues that need to be talked about first or second, or you want to do something separately. And there'll be several probably work sessions on a rate case till you get to a real order.
But in previous cases, it seems like a hybrid of things develop. The commission will schedule a work session right away, and the three of us will come up with what we really agree and disagree with in the broad scope of things. And the company, there may be a settlement agreement comes back with an 80% agreement on some issues, and then some aren't decided, and we'll look at those, and we still would have to look at the settlement agreement. There may be nothing they come back with. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where that next month, I found it's pretty critical that if we have a work session pretty quick, to find out where the three of us are at on the issues we might agree with and not agree with, it may help the others that are bantering back and forth shape some of their discussion. So,
right, and just the whole hearing is going to help that, and then
sure. Yeah, good.
And then hearing the commissioner's thoughts after that point contributes. And there may be some things you want staff to research. There may be some things you're sure of, some things you need more information on. We can ask the parties for additional information. Same kind of steps you're going through in these other cases where you've got after-acquired information, but it's not impossible to get more information if necessary.
But to your point, Julie, that this is your portfolio, so we'll kind of follow your lead in some of this to, what you want to drive as we get. It'll come down the stretch, and there'll be a lot of things that'll be at place, and it really will kind of follow you and how you want to follow through in some of it. All right. Mr. Cedarquist.
Any question for Alana?
Can you use the mic?
Yeah, I think that's fine for this. It's more of a planning conference. Ryan, good to see you. I hope you're...
Mr. Norell is unable to participate. What kinds of scenarios do you see coming out of that? How would that be handled, possibly?
I don't have any idea, and so I think that would have to, that bridge would have to be crossed if we ever got there with the commission's decision.
Ryan, are you anticipating just not to... Let's
not to put you on the spot.
No, let's not. Well, I mean, you certainly don't have to. I mean, or if you have an answer now, that we'd be happy to hear it. If you don't, then that's fine, too. We don't not pressure you. But you did come here for a reason, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. I was able to get in this afternoon, and I anticipate that I'll be here tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We're still monitoring the situation with my wife, but it should be okay. So. From where we're sitting now.
Okay, but what we were talking about before, that if something happens, you can't be here, then we'll just put things on pause. And to your question, Dave, I think if our attorney can't proceed, I think we reschedule. I mean, I think that's where I would say that I would fall down. I don't think we can go without having the attorney for the advisory group or advocacy staff.
Would it be, and I don't know, again, this is a worst-case scenario, but would it be at all appropriate for advocacy staff, such as Ms. Cardwell or Mr. Diller, to do any of the cross-examination? Is that an option? Or I understand there are legal
mm-hmm. Well, we thought about that. I talked with Mike about that earlier, that's I think that's certainly a possibility because it would be a request to the ALJ and the commission if the permission was granted. And I don't think it's impossible. I think everybody would have to think about if whether that's a good idea or not, as far as the whole hearing or just piece parts, you know. But I think it's not impossible to do that.
I anticipate being here by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and staying through the whole thing. So.
You have to go, just take off. Okay. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Okay, going once, going twice. Jules, Commissioner? Okay, with that, anybody out there? Alana, Jerry, Pat? All right. Pat? No? All right, we'll close the work session on case number PU 12813.